أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين نافقوا يقولون لإخوانهم الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب لئن أخرجتم لنخرجن معكم ولا نطيع فيكم أحدا أبدا وإن قتلتم لننصرنكم والله يشهد إنهم لكاذبون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the great qualities of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the Muhajireen and the Ansar. What sincerity they had, what love of Allah Ta'ala they had, that they sacrificed everything, not only what is beyond them, but themselves also totally only for Allah Ta'ala. And with complete sincerity, they had no other motive whatsoever. It is unimaginable and unparalleled in history that there was such a group of people formed. And Allah Ta'ala himself declared that these are Sadiqun, and these are the people who are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the truthful people. These are the people who have become completely and very greatly successful. From our side, we should have great love, respect, reverence for the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and we must not entertain any criticism, na'uzubillah, of any of the Sahaba. They are those great men who sacrificed and put the foundation of Islam right for 1400 years. Islam is still on their foundation. So we should have the utmost of respect for them. Now in this ayat, in the next ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains those people who are opposite to them, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, what their condition is. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. Kya tune nahi dekha un logo ko jo daghabaz hai? Haven't you seen those people who are frauds, who are just a pretenders, that they show that they have got iman, but actually they have got no iman and they got the hatred of Islam in their hearts. These were those munafiqeen who wanted to do Islam down and to do Muslims down, and they just pretended to be Muslims. And one aspect of them, yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains, يَقُولُونَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. کہتے ہیں اپنے بھائیوں کو جو کہ کافر ہیں اہلِ کتاب نے. They were saying to their brothers who were from the اہلِ کتاب. That is, by heart they were joined with those now with the Jews who were in Medina Sharif. Outwardly they showed themselves to be Muslims and to be with the Muslims. So secretly they were sending these messages to these to the Jews. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam surrounded them, that is the Banu Nadir, and he told them, either now you people have broken your agreement of peace so many times and you are treacherous, so you either have to leave or we declare war against you. So these munafiqeen, and the leader of them, Abdullah ibn Ubay, he was the worst munafiqeen, the leader, and he caused great harm, and he wanted to hurt Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam very much, and he passed very terrible remarks about Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they passed these remarks to them and said to them, لَنُخْرِجَنَّ مَعَاكُمْ وَلَا نُطِيعُ فِيكُمْ أَحَدًا أَبَدًا. ہم بھی اگر تم لوگ کو کوئی نکال دے گا تو ہم بھی نکلیں گے تمہارے ساتھ اور کہاں نہ مانیں گے کسی کا تمہارے معاملے میں کبھی. They said that if you people are exiled from Medina Sharif, you don't worry. In protest, though we are like Muslims, but we will also leave. Like from inside, the enemy that show themselves to be with you, but they are actually against you. So when they will exile you, we will also leave in protest. And we will also be with you. And they gave them great assurance. You are not alone. We are with you. Don't you worry whatsoever. Nobody can harm you. We are there for you. وَإِن قُوتِلْتُمْ لَنَنْصُرَنَّكُمْ. اور اگر تم سے لڑائی ہوئی تو ہم تمہارے مدد کریں گے. And if war is declared upon you, you people decide to fight, we are there for you and we will support you. This is exactly how Shaitan also told the non-believers in the battle of Badr, that I am there with you. And he came also with his army, but when the crunch came, he disappeared completely. He wasn't to be found anywhere. This is the condition of a two-faced person. He puts you up all the time and he tells you don't worry whatsoever. But when the crunch comes, you don't find him anywhere whatsoever. So this was the condition of the munafiqeen. And we have to be very much on our guard today of such people, and that such qualities don't come into us. That we show us to be friends, but in the inside, actually we are the worst enemies, and we are the snakes in the grass. That it looks very nice and green, but there is a terrible snake that wants to poison you and wants to bite you. Wallahu yashhadu innahum lakadibun. Aur Allah gawahi deta hai ki wo jhoote hai. And Allah says that He gives evidence. Allah is giving evidence that these are liars. They are not with you at all. They are your enemies. Only outwardly they are making as though they are with you, but they want your downfall. They want to cause you harm. لَيْنْ أُخْرِجُوا لَا يَخْرُجُونَ مَعَاهُمْ. اگر وہ نکالے جائے یہ نہ نکلیں گے ان کے ساتھ. Allah declares with certainty that if those people are exiled, the Banu Nadir, then definitely these people won't leave. And that was the case when finally the Banu Nadir had to leave. Not one of them. They hid themselves in their houses and they were not to be seen anywhere whatsoever. So this is their condition. They just make empty promises, and with how strong promises they make, but all those are empty promises. And a person mustn't fall prey to that. This is what is happening today in the world with most of the warfare, etc. Muslim countries, governments are promised what and what. But when the crunch comes, nothing is delivered. And even in our own circles, and if we see a little bit deeper and reflect, we will find that this is happening right within us also. So we must be very careful. The Quran Sharif has warned us about such people. وَلَئِنْ قُوتِلُوا لَا يَنْصُرُونَهُمْ. اور اگر ان سے لڑائی ہوئی یہ نہ مدد کریں گے ان کی. And if war is declared, they won't help them also. Yeah, however, there wasn't war, but they were exiled. And these people, they said we were 100%, we will leave in protest and we will show that zulm has been made to you and you have been exiled and sent out wrongly. It was unfair, and in protest, we as Muslims, we will also leave. But they were not Muslims, they were non-Muslims in their heart. So this is their condition. وَلَئِنْ نَصَرُوهُمْ لَيُوَلُّنَّ الْأَدْبَارِ. اور اگر مدد کریں گے تو بھاگیں گے پیٹ پھیر کے. And if they have to help also, the minute they will come on the battlefield, they'll turn their backs and they'll take flight. They will leave again. They won't do anything whatsoever. ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. پھر کہیں مدد نہ پائیں گے. And then they will see that they don't get help from anywhere, from any side whatsoever. Only Allah is the one that can help us, and we must be sincere to Allah Ta'ala and turn solely to Him. Even if the things appear bleak in front of us, but take only the help of Allah Ta'ala. He is the only one who can help. Nobody else can help. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.